However, for one half of Boo Radley, this would be a second go-around when it comes to the big time.
I've been famous. I've had, you know, number one songs on the radio. I've been on MTV in eight countries. I've played in front of 40, 50,000 people. But that's not what it's about for me. For me, it's about the songs and making a difference. I mean, a song can change somebody's life.
And for Michael Turner, it was another songwriter who changed his. Her name is Patti Manson, and the two became partners in both songwriting and life.
How many songs must I write in the key of sadness?
She says the combination of her talents with Turner's has unleashed something almost mystical.
Well, first off, something is writing through us.
Yeah.
We're not responsible.
Yeah.
We know we're conduits.
Although both Manson and Turner have musical backgrounds in the heavier grades of rock and roll, their collaborations have generated songs with gentler music, but heavier emotional content in the words that tap universal human situations.
We've got a song now called Come On Home that's a happy little ditty, we call it, but it's really about two people who are cheating on each other, and they're miserable people, but they're saying, you know what, let's just give it one more try. And so we think, you know, somebody might hear that song and hear the lyrics and go, oh.
I do have to give it another try.
That's me.
To the artists, that connection is what their songs are all about.
And what a compliment when someone says that to you. It
that
feels
is.
Like you wrote that
yeah,
song
somebody
for me.
Said that recently
wow,
and said,
yeah?
You know, we've had some really great feedback from our audiences and from folks we know.
Manson says that's not the only gratification.
We are doing social work on that stage. It's amazing because
that's
so often we have people come up to us in tears saying, that song really touched me. And it's therapeutic for us because we, you know, we've been through our fair share of struggles. And for me, writing it down on paper and then ultimately turning it into a song just really helps you process the stuff that you're going through.
So many lies we deny that we kept undercover. Should've known.
All very satisfying for everyone, for sure. But when a guy named Fred Vail expresses an interest in your music, that bumps things up to a very different altitude. In the 1960s, Vail first booked, then produced the Beach Boys. He also worked with John Denver, Johnny Cash, Isaac Hayes, Keith Urban, and Scad's more top artists. And through a series of fortunate events, he heard about Boo Radley and approached Turner with an offer to help the duo move their careers to the next level. But Turner had three conditions.
I said, one, you have to think we have hit song potential. Second, you have to want to help us get it recorded where we don't show up and they go, where's the band? Because we're one guitar and two voices. And so he said, okay. And then I said, and the third thing is, you got to be the solicitor. You got to take this stuff out and walk it into the record labels. And, you know, I said, Patti needs a manager. And your name is coming up.
Take some of that.
The deal was struck and all parties agreed on a 5-track EP or extended play record. But in the meantime, Manson and Turner kept on writing. And Vail decided the latest tracks were too good to leave off the final product.
So we ended up doing 7 songs, and two of the newer songs are the first two songs on the record are the two newer songs. So it just turned out kind of crazy, and he called me back in the fall and said, why are we not getting working on this thing? I said, dude, we don't have enough money. We got like 10 grand raised. He goes, I don't care. Let's just get started. And I'm like, okay.
So the basic tracks are recorded, but now the mixing and mastering have to be done. And that means more money. This past weekend, Boo Radley did a fundraising performance at the Junction on Monroe. And should the couple go on to ultimately reach the elusive brass ring of stardom, or at least comfortable success, Turner says they want to help make their hometown even more of a musical hotspot.
It already is in the level of talent and the level of artistry, but there's just something that's keeping people from coming together and realizing we're all in this thing together, you know? I don't know what it is, but having lived in Nashville and LA, I can tell you unequivocally there is more talent per capita in this area than in those places.
But first, Boo Radley has a record to get out. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.